Narrated Qais. Jarir said, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said to me, Won't you relieve me from Dhil Khalasa? I replied, Yes, I will relieve you. So I proceeded along with 150 cavalrymen from Ahmas tribe, who were excellent knights. It happened that I could not sit firm over horses. So I informed the Prophet, peace be upon him, of that, and he stroked my chest till I saw his finger marks over my chest. And he said, O Allah, make him firm, and make him a guiding and rightly guided man. Since then, I have never fallen from a horse. Dhul Khalasa was a house in Yemen, belonging to the tribes of Qassam and Bajila, and in it there were idols which were worshipped, and it was called Al-Kaaba. Jarir went there, burnt it with fire, and dismantled it. When Jarir reached Yemen, there was a man who used to foretell and give good omens by casting arrows of divination. Someone said to him, The Messenger of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, is present here, and if he should get hold of you, he would chop off your neck. One day, while he was using them, that is, arrows of divination, Jarir stopped there and said to him, Break them, that is, the arrows, and testify that La ilaha illallah, none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, or else I will chop off your neck. So the man broke those arrows and testified that La ilaha illallah. Then Jarir sent a man called Abu Arta from the tribe of Ahmas to the Prophet, peace be upon him, to convey the good news of destroying Dhul Khalasa. When the messenger reached the Prophet, peace be upon him, he said, O Allah's Messenger, by him who sent you with the truth, I did not leave it till it was like a scabby camel. Then the Prophet, peace be upon him, invoked for Allah's blessings for the horses of Ahmas and their men 5 times.